Hello, and this is Tina, and welcome to Lakeshore Academy Ideas. Today, I am going to be talking about something that I love talking about, and it is essential oils. Now, I want to just let you guys know that I am a Young Living distributor for the best essential oils on the planet, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what they are, just in case you don't know. Basically, essential oils are just the life force of the plant. They help the plant to regulate itself and add health and overall wellness to that plant. Now, when you think about essential oils, there are only three ways in which you can use them: aromatically, topically, and internally. And when you use essential oils, it takes about 20 minutes for that essential oil to reach every cell in your body from the time that you apply them onto your bodies. So when you think about that, that is amazing. There are around 100 trillion cells in our body, and one drop, mind you people, just one drop of essential oil contains over 40 million trillion molecules. So that means that every single cell in your body within those 20 minutes is covered by 40,000 essential oil molecules. Just think about that. The power of these essential oils. But let's just talk a little bit deeper about the three ways in which essential oils are basically used aromatically. When you use it aromatically, that means you can use them in a diffuser, or you can just simply put a drop in your hand, the palms of your hand, and cup your hands around your nose and mouth and breathe it in deeply. Or you can use them, like I said, in a diffuser. The next way is topically, and topically just simply means to put on the skin. So most of the time when they use essential oils, they use it with a carrier oil. A carrier oil is just basically a fat oil like olive oil, jojoba oil, grapeseed oil, coconut oil, something that is used to carry the oil or distribute it evenly on the body. And so many people, they like to put it on their neck, their face, their feet, their wrists, their spine, and the top of their head. But you can simply put essential oil wherever it's needed on the body, except the eyes. And not your eyes, people. Not the eyes. But anyway, that's topically. Now, internally, these essential oils are amazing. Now, I want to just give you a little due diligence and caution. You cannot internalize all essential oils. You need to make sure your company is up to par. And Young Living is one of those companies. They have a designated essential oil line called the Vitality Line. And in the Vitality Line of essential oils, these oils are safe to consume to support all our body systems. So therefore, that's why I absolutely love Young Living. So if you ever want to get Young Living, know a little bit more about Young Living essential oils, and maybe get some from me, I will be happy to help you on this journey. These essential oils, with the internal aspect, with the Vitality Line, some people, like with me, I like to make teas with it. I like to cook with them. I like to sometimes I just even just put some on my tongue. Sometimes I just drop some in a glass of water in a stainless steel cup. I add honey to it. I put them in a gel capsule. So it's so many different ways in which you can use the Young Living Vitality Line essential oils internally, which is sometimes hard for other people to like really believe, you know, but it is amazing, and I am proof in the pudding that it works, people, that you can use them internally safely with Young Living. Now, I don't know about all them other companies, but Young Living is the one or the way to go with that. So this episode, we're basically talking about what are essential oils and what are the three ways in which you can use these essential oils. We done talked about that. I'm going to be coming right back, and I'm going to talk to you about the different quality aspects of essential oils. Because a lot of people get confused when they go in, because essential oils are so heavily monetized and so heavily marketed now that the average person don't know where to go at to find reliable information that's trustworthy, and they don't know how to maneuver through the whole process. So again, this is Tina from Lakeshore Academy. Have a great day. Bye. Hello, and this is Tina, and welcome to Late Shore Academy Ideas. Today, we're going to talk about the quality of essential oils. Today, essential oils is so heavily marketed, and it's so heavily seen around in stores, on the social medias, on the internet, on various websites, that the average person don't really know where they can go to find reliable information when it deals with essential oils. So basically, I'm finna break down the four different quality levels of essential oils. Now, we're gonna start at the bottom of the scale. Let's talk about essential oils that are synthetic, 100% synthetic. Those are the oils that we see in the stores majority of the time. They're like the essential oils that are just basically for fragrance purposes or scented products. These essential oils are not essential oils at all. Even though they say they are, they're really not, because there are no label regulations on the term. When you think of essential oils, there's no labeling regulations for that. So a product can be fully synthetic oil and they're able to put essential oil on it. So that's why you have to do your due diligence and research to find out and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now, the next level of essential oils is when the ones that they call perfume, like, and they usually categorize in the pure and synthetic category, but you often see that these essential oils are labeled pure when they're not. There's a percentage of essential oils and a percentage of synthetics that can enhance the final aroma, and these type of oils often cause headaches to people who have sensitivity to synthetics or things that's not natural, and they do not have any therapeutic action whatsoever when you see that on the label. Let's talk about the next one, which is called manipulated. This is 100, usually you see this is 100% pure multi-species to smell better. So sometimes you will have companies that add various different fragments of an essential oil. And let's just give an example. Some companies have frankincense, but instead of being a pure one form of frankincense, they have various different frankincense, and then they add in some synthetic scent or something to make it smell well. And to be truthfully honest, some essential oils, when you get from a pure good company that stands by what they say, like Young Living, you will notice that some oils smell good and some oils don't smell quite good. But yet, if you look at that specific oil and go to another company, you'll notice that their oil smells really, really good. So that lets you know that they added something synthetic in it. So they manipulated the natural process of that particular oil. Let's talk about the authentic. This is 100% natural single species oil, which means it is true to true. If it says lemon, it's lemon. If it says frankincense, it's frankincense, and not a multitude of different things in that one bottle. And Young Living fits that to the T. They have authentic essential oils that is 100% pure throughout the bottle. There are no added synthetics or no other species of that oil. They make up the small majority of all essential oils on the product. So basically, I'm just helping you to see how Young Living, they're very, very true. When they say, if you have something that says blue tanzia on it, you know that is blue tanzia, or that is lemon essential oil, that is fennel essential oil, 100% pure. So I just want to just break down the different levels of quality. So when you're shopping or you're trying to find essential oils, and you're going to Amazon or you're going to different stores, and 9 times out of 10, they fall in the bottom category of synthetics and perfume-like essential oils. Please do your research. I have. Young Living is one of the best companies that I have ever seen. Now, there are some other companies that are pretty good as well, but Young Living by far, in my opinion, is the best. And if you want to know more about it, let me know. This has been Tina from Lakeshore Academy talking about the quality of essential oils, and do your due diligence. Bye. Hello, and this is Tina, and welcome to Late Shore Academy. Today, I'm going to talk about my very first essential oil that I absolutely love. It is lavender. And lavender is one of, let me just tell you some fun facts about lavender. Lavender is one of the most well-known and one of the most well-loved essential oils. This essential oil is most commonly called the Swiss Army knife because this essential oil pretty much supports just about everything. And this oil is amazing. And besides, the smell is purely, it's just great. One thing I love about this essential oil with Young Living is that Young Living has lavender that is therapeutic, or how should I say it, aromatic and therapeutic. And then they have the Lavender Eternal or Vitality essential oil. So if you get the Vitality kind of lavender essential oil, it is like a dietary supplement. So it helps support all the inner workings of our body systems. Whereas if you use the other essential oil, which is topically and aromatically, it helps support common emotions, skin support, skin smoothing, soothing, seasonal support, hair strength, and sleep support. So we could just see how the unique thing about Young Living essential oil, even though it says lavender and it's topical and aromatic, and then the one that says eternal with vitality, they're all the same oil inside. But just for marketing reasons and to make it consumer friendly, Young Living makes it so easy that the average person, if they're not familiar with the oils, they know that if they see the white label Vitality, they know that that is the oil that they can internalize. And that's just make it consumer friendly. So if you have the Vitality line, you know that it support your cardiovascular, your immunity, your respiratory, and your nervous system. It supports all those internal systems in the body, the Vitality lavender. And if you just have the topical aromatic one, it supports those good old feelings and emotions. It supports the skin, it supports hair and sleep. And lavender is just one of those great oils. And mind you, I add a lot of my lavender essential oil in my face creams, in my lotions and different stuff. And another great thing to do if you're trying to wind down, I usually put a couple drops of lavender essential oil in a spray bottle and spray it on my pillow. And I tell you what, I have the best sleep ever. So if you're ever wondering about what essential oil you would like to start with, well, lavender is one of those oils that is amazing, and I absolutely love it. So this has been Tina talking about lavender essential oil from Young Living, the Vitality essential oil, and also the topically and aromatic essential oil, lavender. So have a great day. Bye. Hello, and this is Tina, and welcome to Late Shore Academy Ideas. I cannot wrap up my day without talking to you guys about this essential oil that is one of my absolute favorite oils, which is frankincense. What I absolutely love about Young Living essential oils is like they have a Vitality line and also a regular line of oils. The Vitality, the white label, which are white labeled essential oils, it's consumer friendly because you can identify it very easily, knowing that those particular oils in the Vitality line is safe for consumption or internalizing the oil. So let's get right down to it and talk about how frankincense Vitality does in with supporting your body systems. I cannot say enough about this, you guys. Frankincense Vitality supports your immunity and supports your respiratory systems. It is excellent for internal support, the Vitality line of frankincense. Now let's get down to some other things that frankincense do. It helps promote calm moods. It helps support meditation. It also enhances skin smoothing. I actually add frankincense into my lotions. I add them into, with the Vitality line of frankincense, I actually make a tea out of it and drink it, and it's amazing. I love to rub it on my temples when I need that extra focus, or if I have different emotion things going on to help me focus, I use it as well. If you're a person who needs to get some deep thinking done, and you're working on a different project, this essential oil is amazing for helping or supporting meditation. Let's talk about the Vitality line. You can actually add a couple drops of this this essential oil, the Vitality frankincense, into a capsule to help support your health. I just absolutely love it because I love to put it in my diffuser when I'm working hard and I have to do different things. It really helps support the brain health and focus. So this is one of those essential oils that is known, well known. When you think about the Bible, frankincense is one of those oils that is in reference with Jesus, with one of the gifts that was brought to Jesus. Frankincense is one of the many things. And you see it in the Bible. You see it all around in different areas. And it's very, very popular trade in the Middle East, because it's just wonderful. The tree, when you think about the tree, the tree is cut, and then the resin, it slowly oozes out the tree, and it's collected, and then it's steamed and distilled. So this frankincense is simply amazing. And just for your own due diligence, do some research about all the great benefits of frankincense essential oil. But like I said before, I have my preference with what company I go to for quality products, and Young Living has indeed fit that bill for me. So if you want to know more about Young Living and their essential oils and products, please go to my website at www.myyl.com/Tina and Curtis, Curtis with a C. Let me spell it out for you. It's www.myyl.com/TINA, and which is A-N-D. Wait a minute, A-N-D. Curtis is C-U-R-T-I-S. So it's at, and you will see my husband and I, our picture, and you will see our website that focuses around Young Living essential oils and products. And I hope I made this clear, and maybe my next video will be a little bit more better. Not video, but episode. But again, I need to go use some frankincense right now to help me focus. Promote my focus, support my focus. But at any rate, I hope you guys enjoyed these little tidbits about frankincense, and you guys have an awesome, amazing evening. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.